the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Thursday's podcast. In today's show, Sarah encourages Leeds to be more like her in the bedroom.
That's right.
You'll hear how that played out right now.
It was disturbing.
Those two girls.
I have some joyous news. Well, I think it's very happy news.
And hit
Scott,
me with it.
I know you do too. But Netflix released its upcoming shows yesterday. And from the 30th of July, pop out the barbecue shapes and a bottle of Bailey's.
Stranger Things.
Kath and Kim, the whole series is going to be on Netflix.
Oh, that
calls
is good
for
news.
A Cardinet, doesn't it?
You know what? When I lived in France, I missed home so much, Sarah, that I watched the whole Kath and Kim series just to get a bit of Australiana into me, you
absolutely.
Know? It is the best. It is the best.
I mean, we're going to see Prue and Trude all over again.
Fountain
They're
Gate.
Not going off the beaten track to Noosa. They're going to Netflix. I mean, this is exciting.
I wonder how much money they get from going to Netflix, you know?
There'd have to be a steady stream of some kind of royalty or rights to distribute, right? I mean, it's going around the world.
That's incredible.
Is it going around the world or is it Australia
only? Did you just make that up, Sarah?
I made that up.
Yeah.
But that's my dream. That's my dream for Gina and
Remember,
Kath.
Didn't it go to the US or didn't they make an American version of it?
Yeah, and it
flopped.
Was terrible.
But was it with them or was it like with two different actresses?
No, I think it was with Americans.
Yeah, and it just didn't translate.
No, it didn't work. It didn't work at all. Anything that the Americans try and do that's originally Aussie or British. Apart from The Office, that worked well when the Americans did that, I think.
Okay, so that's statement number two that you've made that you really can't back
Sorry, I'm just excited that a little bit of, as you said, a little bit of Bogan Pride, a bit of Fountain Gate's going to be hitting Netflix.
The Joker is me. The Joker is
Remember,
me.
They're not housewives, they're hornbags. Talk about us.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Aussies have some pretty darn strong opinions when it comes to the age kids should be when they're allowed to fly.
Oh, you know how I feel about this, Sarah.
There's been a new survey that's popped out. It got the thoughts of 1,100 people, and here are some of the stats. So 60% say no way, Jose, to a kid under one on a domestic flight. And 76% say no on an international flight, okay?
Under one.
Under one, that's right. In fact, 45% of people think that no kids under the age of five should be allowed on international flights, that there should be a separate area of the plane altogether for families with young kids.
100%. When I was doing long-haul flights with my family when we lived in France and had to travel back
to
Australia.
That's the second time in this show you've told us you lived in France.
Listen, it's not my fault
Talk
if I'm a cultured individual
years.
Who's
my
lived alive.
God. You know, I lived in Papua New Guinea from 1982 to 86. Do you hear me banging on about that? No.
You just did.
I spent 4 weeks in Townsville.
Guys, let me tell you a little tale. My firstborn, Remy, was born in France, okay? I had to birth him there. And soon after he was born, I thought, damn it, I'm going to have to go home and show this baby off. Mm-hmm. Skype ain't going to cut it. People were getting annoyed that I was not coming home to show the baby. I think I waited 4 or 5 months before I did the trip. And I did the trip from France to Australia on my own because my husband Dane could not come with me. He was working. And it was possibly the worst 48 hours of my life, okay?
How old was Remy?
Remy, well, 4 or 5 months old. Okay. And everyone was like, it'll be a piece of cake. They're perfect to travel with at that age. They don't walk. They don't do anything. It was the worst, Sarah. I lost 3 kilos in a 48-hour period from stress, from not being able to eat because no one would hold my baby because that's the new the air hosties are useless to parents these days. They're not allowed to hold your baby.
So are you sure?
111,000%, I am sure. I have lived this time and time again. What they can do is they can sit in your seat and hold your child while you go to the bathroom. That doesn't help you. I don't want to do that. I want to sit without my child.
Well, maybe this is the thing. So you're saying, yes, this research is correct.
It
that
is
babies
correct.
Should not be on flights. See, I think it's different. I travelled domestically on just flights that were like an hour and a half when my little girl was under one. I certainly never flew with a newborn. They had to have their full range of vaccinations before we went anywhere in a closed cabin. But I reckon I probably flew six times with her between 4 months old and a year old, and I didn't have any issues. I guess it depends on the kid. And it was also a short flight, and she wasn't walking then.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are saying that between 1 and 2 years is okay on
that's
domestic
not okay.
flights.
It's
I think
not
that's
okay.
the worst.
All right, Dane and I said we will never fly with Remy until he's 10. That's how bad flying with him was.
Mm.
He didn't sleep. I mean, aeroplanes are very noisy environments. They're not environments that are suitable for children. And when I was flying alone with him, I was in such a dark place that I was re-engineering aeroplanes, trying to think, could the babies go up in the overhead compartments if they were made to be safe?
Well,
could there be a separate cabin? Could there be noise-proof?
Those bassinets at the front of a
cabin? They do.
Horrible.
You can reserve them.
Yeah, I got those. I flew with those. They were the worst. The worst. Every time there's
so angry,
every time there is turbulence, they come and say, please wake up your baby and put him on your lap. I'm like, do you know it's taken me 13 hours to get that sucker to sleep? He's staying there.
There's a black mark against your name when you went to book any future flights. Well, you'll be pleased to know that there is actually an airline in India that now has child-free zones on flights.
I once stood up for the entire flight from Dubai to Paris, Sarah. I stood.
Did you?
I did the whole trip standing up with a baby strapped to my chest in a baby Bjorn, because that's the only way that little baby would sleep. 8 hours standing. I came back to France. I was a waif, a shadow of my former self. My jeans fell to my knees. That's how much weight I had lost from stress and from standing and from not eating. Also, I hadn't weed in 8 hours. How is that possible? No one helped me. Not one person. And my baby was a 10-pounder at birth. He was heavier than me. And I had him strapped in a baby Bjorn by the time I flew with him. It was horrible.
How amazing is the miracle of being able to get on a plane and fly somewhere?
I also just want to shout out, like, motherhood is such a special, beautiful time, those early months.
I've never let him forget it.
Well, you won't let the rest of us forget it either.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Very angry today. You seem like you're a bit crabby. Is something going on at home?
Everything's going on.
Tell me about
it. You know, when you... Remember when you're like young and in love and you're planning a life with the person that you've chosen as your life partner, and you just think this is going to be a beautiful thing?
Yeah, I do.
We're just going to go to sleep every night in the same bed, holding hands, sharing our dreams and our hopes.
Mm.
Well, that's all come to a screeching halt because my husband and I are now sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
I have joined the statistic where 25% of couples do that.
Yeah.
And this is a sad, sad point in my life.
Is it?
And it's all because Dane is a snorer and I can't hack it anymore. And I feel for him because I'm waking him every 5 minutes. And he's at the point, God bless him, he knows it's a problem. He's not denying it. And he has purchased so many snoring aids, anti-snoring devices, if you will. We're up to number 3.
Okay. What's he gone through?
Okay, so the first thing he bought was a little plastic nostril dilator, like a nose ring.
Yeah, it looks like a bull ring. I bought one of those for myself when I was getting a little bit huffy puffy in bed a few months ago.
Huffy puffy.
Geez.
A bit of a loud breather, more than a terrible snorer.
Okay, we don't need to hear about that at 5:20 in the morning.
All right.
So but
yeah, they're cheap and cheerful, but don't really.
Well, it didn't work one iota. Then he progressed to a chin strap.
I mean, that sounds very attractive.
I mean, look, the pair of us in bed are hot.
So what does that do? Like, hold his jaw in position?
It's like a blue stretchy neoprene band that you wrap around your egg, like you wrap around your head like an Easter egg bow.
Yes.
Okay, and it keeps your jaw shut.
But isn't snoring all about the tongue? You're stopping your tongue falling from the to the back of your gob?
Well, he read that this chin strap would keep his chin projected slightly forward, which would open the back airway. And he said to me, Lise, I tried it at work because he's a shift worker. He's a fiery. And he said, the boys said that I didn't snore. So he said, I'm feeling really optimistic. I'm back in bed with you tonight.
Okay.
Let's get the chin strap on. And I said, rightio. Let's
I mean, the sexy things that husbands say. Oh, wow. Let me get that chin strap on, baby.
Anyway, so he strapped himself up and boy, oh boy, did he look a treat. And then we turned the lights off.
I imagine it
off.
Probably makes one look a bit like a Sharpay, does it? Also attractive.
I mean, it was just the funniest thing. And he said, good night. And I said, good night. 5 minutes later, Sarah.
I mean, how quickly men can fall asleep is a whole other argument.
That was annoying in itself, that he was asleep within 5 minutes. Then the freight train started and I was like, Mate.
Who's Matt? Good grief. This is actually why you're tired and crabby. Who is Matt? Does Dane know about Matt?
That's his middle name, Sarah. Matthew. Sometimes I call him Matt.
Is it? I don't think it is. That's a good cover.
It is. Totally is. Anyway, I was trying to say man or mate.
Oh, gosh.
5 minutes later, he's snoring. And I was like, so I ripped the chin strap off and I booted him out. And now we're back in separate bedrooms.
So tell
and
me,
I'm angry.
Tell me about his snoring. Because my husband, Wills, is also a snorer, but I just kick him in the kidney when he starts snoring. But just a swift kick like a horse. Boom, and then he rolls over and says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. And I was like, I've got to get up at 3 a.m.
But that's the point.
And that's the stage our marriage is at.
I can kick him and I can gently, like, you know, turn on your side. That's what I say.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. And it's the fact that I'm having to wake to give him those instructions.
Does he stop? Does he have a little bit of the apnea, which is kind of exciting because it's like, is he dead? Is he alive? I'm not sure. Then you're like,
shit, she's a good wife. Wife.
Ah, there he is. Hello, darling.
No, I don't think so.
Or it's a constant freight train of snoring.
Constant.
Okay.
Constant. What he's at now is he's looking at a $400 inflatable pillow that vibrates when you're turning on your back. And it vibrates, then it inflates, and
so you've had a chin strap, and now you're wanting a vibrator.
Can we open this? Can we ask people if they've got suggestions on this?
Yes, 13, 10, 60.
We're already aware of that part. 13, 10, 60.
Your snoring solutions, please. Do the inflatable pillows work? I don't particularly want to drop $400 on an inflatable vibrating
Maybe
pillow.
Maybe he needs one of those machines that make him look and sound like Darth Vader during the night. A CPAP machine?
I'm down for whatever, but I'd like to hear from other people. What has worked for you? Does anything work? Or should I keep him in a separate bedroom?
Or should she leave him for Matt?
13, 10, 60.
Who have we got?
Josh.
On 13, 10, 60. Have you got a snoring solution for Lise?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So my little sister, she's only 7, but she's sort of been a chronic snorer most of her life.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law took her to the doctors about it, and apparently they've just started doing, like, having a lot of findings with people having issues with their adenoids.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the gland at the back of your throat, which if your adenoids are bigger than normal, your airway is going to be smaller, so when you sleep, you're going to be a lot more prone to snoring.
Okay, so you're suggesting Dano gets his adenoids checked, perhaps?
Yeah, well, she got... my older sister went in for surgery, and it was just a quick surgery, cut them out, and, she doesn't snore anymore at all.
Okay. Something to consider, Josh. Thank you so much. I hadn't really thought of that.
I have a feeling my girl had her adenoids taken out.
Yeah, she did, Sarah.
She did. Thank
you. How do I know more about her?
I don't know, because I can remember I would be able to put my ear to her bedroom door and could hear her breathing heavily through it. She had grommets.
Them taken out when they got the grommets
in,
remember?
Thank you, wow. We're like one person. Rob on 13, 10, 60.
Before we move on from that,
what?
How old is the daughter that happened to?
She was three when she had the surgery.
It's only been the last 5 years.
This is why I only have 2 children, because I can't remember things that happened to them, let alone people who have more than that. It's all a blur. Yeah. Rob on 13, 10, 60, have you got a snoring solution for Lise?
Yes, I could have, because my wife has sleep apnea.
Okay.
And we've tried everything, and she hates the mask. She's got to have the oxygen. She hates the mask on her face, and she's tried that, and she really, really gave it a good shot, and she just can't sleep with it.
Okay.
And that's what she's supposed to have. So what I came up with was, I'd done a lot of research, and the best thing we come up with, and we've used it now for well over 12 months, is Saline Plus. It's a machine that disperses like a salt sort of a
mist. Salt spray, yeah.
Through a filter. No, it's not a spray. It's through a filter. It's through a machine. It runs all night. And not only that, that helps her sleep because it's like a white noise type thing. So it sort of just distributes this salt air. And I know when we don't turn that on, if we've had problems or we've due to change the filter, she will snore straight away.
So is it expensive? Is it expensive, Rob?
No,
or could Lise do that just spraying salt water near Dane during the night?
No, it's not expensive. It's about a quarter of the price of what he's paid for the pillow.
Okay.
And, okay. So what am I looking up? Saline snore spray, something like that?
No. Saline, S-A-L-I-N,
yeah.
Saline Plus.
Okay. Right, she's writing it down, Rob. She's got it down. Suzanne on 131060, round us out here. Have you got a snoring solution to save Lisa's nights?
Hello, Suzanne.
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your solution for me?
Okay, so my friend's husband was a chronic snorer. So she got a tennis ball and put it in the middle of his back. Mm-hmm. And wrap some material around it onto his stomach, and it will stop him rolling onto his back. And he's been using it for years.
Oh, you got to try that.
This is the best. Okay. My husband is a big man, Suzanne, so I fear that a tennis ball won't suffice. It'll either have to be...
like a tunnel ball.
A tunnel ball, a volleyball, possibly even a basketball, or I could go something sharp, like a nail.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The ball that stops him from rolling on his back. As soon as they go to roll, if it's discomfort, they'll roll back on their side.
Because when they're on their back, that's when their tongue drops down the back of their mouth.
But
and they
I say to him, Dane, turn on your side.
Why are you being so nice about this? You need to get a bit of aggro about you.
He's...
just become like me in the bedroom, Lise. Just push and yell.
Oh, what?
Just say enough. Roll over. Like that.
I mean, in a totally different context.
God, stop it. Stop it.
I don't know if it is a totally different context.
Did you record that story? Did you record that?
Did they record it? Stop it.
Hundo.
You look up tennis balls and salt spray and then come back to me and I'll give you other tips when those, if those don't work. Lise and I were on a road trip yesterday. We were in the car for about an hour and a half together, and sometimes that's when we get great ideas for us to build upon.
Yes. Well, there's plenty of time to shoot the breeze and to come up with inventions. And I'm a big fan of, you know, that app Waze. It's a navigation app.
Yeah, Waze.
It's user-generated and it's very helpful because
it tells you if
there's traffic jams
ahead.
That's
exactly right, because it relies on other members to input actual live traffic issues ahead. So unlike when you just open Google Maps and it says, right, 25 minutes to get here, off you go. This will say, oh, there's congestion this way, so
they'll also tell you if there's like red light cameras. The cops are up ahead.
Not that that's an issue for us anyway, Lise, but for people out there who appreciate it, yeah.
I think though that you and I in that particular road trip came up with an improvement that we could make to Waze or come up with our own navigation app.
Absolutely, because it's one thing to have travel obstacles in an app, but what if we could combine travel issues with life obstacles
personal
to avoid.
Issues.
Mm-hmm. Here's how we think it'd sound.
In 500 metres, turn left to avoid your ex.
Oh no, which one?
Creepy Dave with the guitar fingernails. At the roundabout, take the second exit to steer clear of Karen from accounts.
Oh, she's weird.
In 1 kilometre performer U-turn to dodge Uncle Ray.
What's wrong with him? He's all right.
You owe him $50 for Auntie Jo's birthday dinner.
Turn, Lise, turn it. Yeah.
He is a bit of a tight ass.
Yeah.
Uncle Ray, and he would hit me up.
But could you imagine if you had that kind of forewarning?
You know what? I would have a preset on it whenever you were approaching.
We'll catch you tomorrow from 5. Bye.
Abort. Sarah, 50 metres.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
You know what? I've been receiving messages from people who have been saying, you know, Lise, they really pick on you.
Do they?
In the show. People have been listening to the podcast and who are coming to my defence in general.
Who? How many messages?
I'll tell you.
No, many.
Many people who...
Shout out to Lise's family.
Did you tell them that you lived in France?
I know. I said to think they'd pick on a French woman like me from France.
When I lived in France, I didn't have anyone who picked on me.
Do they hear how you treat us when you lose games?
Maybe they don't get it. Maybe they don't get it. Or when we put the ramp up music on, that you and I have a secret code between us, Scott, where we just shut up. Yeah, and let Lees go.
We used it on it. We very rarely use it on air, but we used it on air today.
Yeah, we use it in the potty all the time.
Oh, that's true. We don't always use it on air.
But it appeared on air today when you were talking about the miracle that is commercial air flight.
With the miracle that is your children.
There was a time in history not that long ago where an Australian could not get to France without the possibility of dying on a coral shelf. And you're like, it was hard. It was 20
Scotty,
hours.
Scotty, don't you have...
I was
you,
so skinny.
You cannot talk because you don't have children. So you don't know. One day when you have a little bundle of joy on an bloody A380, whatever those giant aeroplanes are.
Imagine Scott's kid just... Amazing.
Amazing.
How cute. Do you reckon it'll come out?
Will you make us godmothers?
Probably not.
Why not?
Don't you think between the two of us, one of us has 80% of a moral compass?
But who has more godchildren? My record is better than Sarah's. We've already established that.
Please, I have none. That's true.
So I have six.
That's too many. She doesn't need any more. Why don't you just make me?
Do you know, Scotty and listeners. When we were having our meeting.
And little people.
When we were having our meeting on Tuesday, Sarah actually said to producer Aaron that she said, look, it's okay for you to admit that.
I'm so ready for this.
How did you say it, Sarah?
That combined, Lees and I are your ideal woman.
I don't think he thinks that.
Well, but when you think about it, like our combined traits, there's got to be a perfect woman in there somewhere.
Okay.
So Aaron could go, I like that, I like that, pick and choose.
Think back to when you were 21, 22. Think back to that time.
I can't go back
now,
that far.
Now think about how you viewed people. Coming up to the age of 40,
I can't,
when you were that age.
I didn't have anything to do with them.
That's how Aaron views you.
But Aaron is an old soul, and I feel like he's buying, what are you buying? What's that crockery?
Matt Blatt furniture and Wedgwood cutlery.
Crockery for his first rental home. He's not a normal human.
He's actually a 77-year-old man.
So we're in fact sugar babies to Aaron. So I think it's only human. Between the two of us, we have a lot going. Surely.
Betwixt
Come on, what trait? Well, he's in here. I mean,
are you on one or four over there?
Don't be shaking your head and smiling. We know you want to answer. What traits do Lees and I have separately or together that you would like this in your lady?
Don't put him in a position where he has to say none. None. We're going to have to go in a sec, but do you know what you've done to Aaron? You know the other show that comes out of here in Brisbane, Star Abby and Matt? They heard about him sneaking over to help you with your TV system.
Mm.
Now they want to start renting him out to listeners who need similar assistance.
Because he's ours. They can't have him.
Because of what
he can't, because he's got to come over again and show me how I can project from my smartphone onto my television. So until he gets that job done, he's not going anywhere else.
Also,
he's got to do me first.
I don't like it when other people try and take our property. We have unequivocally pissed on Aaron, okay? Marked our territory.
Please don't speak like that while Nora's playing. This is my scene setting for Aaron.
This is Sarah's effort at
seduction.
Don't know why. Do a slut drop now.
All right, we gotta go.
I can't get back up.
See you in tomorrow's podcast.
tickety-boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.